I'm very happy now to welcome Frank Regano and Paul Marcus. They are co-producers, along with Mariana Amster, of a great big exhibition called Currents 2010
at El Museo Cultural here in Santa Fe.
It's video installations and screenings and performances opening today, Thursday, the 17th of June at 5 o'clock. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
So this is a gigantic, sprawling, fascinating group of video artists, some from Santa Fe, some from all over the rest of the world.
Right, yeah. It's a total of 51 artists. There's 19 installations and... how many does that leave? 19? 51?
30-some-odd.
30-some-odd. 32 right. Single-channel artists. And, yeah, we have people, a lot of local people, probably close to 10 local artists. Regional artists, we got people coming from Texas and then from all over the U.S., Detroit, Seattle, New Orleans.
And then, of course, some young people.
And some young people. We're doing a... We have four for the single-channel work. And by single-channel, I just mean, you know, versus installation.
They're programs. They're like little theaterettes with whole video short programs. So you can sit for a while and watch.
They're almost like these booths.
Exactly.
Yes, they're little. Like, there's four little booths. Each show is approximately a half an hour. And maybe there's eight artists in each little booth. And then we have three of adult, you know, or more mature work. And I don't mean by X-rated. I mean more, you know, adult work. And then we have one booth devoted to teens from local high schools.
Describe to us some of the great variety of work. In other words, there's both thematic and technical variety. I mean, I was in there the other day and saw these tiny little iPods and then projections of related images on a gigantic screen in front of it. Tell us, just give us a picture.
Yeah, like that piece is by Susanna Carlisle and Bruce Hamilton. And they've got two projections and two screens with two projections. And in front of those are tiny iPods with other images, videos on the iPods, inside of Petri dishes that are suspended in front of the other images. So you not only see those images, but you get the refraction of the light onto the video screens too. It's very beautiful. We have that. We have interactive pieces, one by Dr. Woohoo, who is down in Albuquerque. When you first come in, it's a 18-foot-long image that is consists of like these digital flowers that as you move, they track your movement and move with you across the screen. From that to actually more narrative work, we have a woman, Heidi, coming from Detroit, who does a beautiful piece about Japanese internment camps. It's very poetic, yet it's, you know, it's really about her parents or her grandparents' experience in Japanese internment camps.
That's also one of the things I wanted to ask, speaking of that. I mean, mm-hmm. We may have included artists from around the world, but more important, we tried to be inclusive of other cultures. So whether they're Japanese-American or African-American or Hispanic-American, we do have... I don't think we set out to do that, but we got such a broad range of applications and projects that were submitted to us that we were able to happily find high quality and really exciting work that represented different cultures, which is something that, I don't know, really pleases me as well. You know?
What are some of the themes that are being addressed in these culturally diverse works?
There's Wura's piece, which is quite beautiful.
That's
Wura, Wura mm-hmm. Natasha Ogunji lives in Texas. And her piece really is relying, I mean, it's a very intense piece, very strong, very beautiful, but it really relies on her African heritage. And it's very hard to explain. I don't even know how to begin explaining it. But you'll see it has this very ritualistic kind of African feel to it. But she's a African-American, you know, but she's relying on that, you know, her heritage to present this work. It's a stunning piece, really, really very beautiful.
the kids represent a lot of the some of the Hispanic.
Yeah, a lot of we have a tremendous amount of work from Española Valley High.
Yeah, a tremendous amount of work from Española Valley High. What's going on? There's a great teacher, video teacher there.
Ellen Capier, she works with also Jonathan Lowe, who also works with Ellen out at Española Valley High, and they just the kids love her. She's a great teacher. They love Jonathan, and they love the kids, and they just crank out the work, and it's really wonderful. You know, it's all kinds of work, from very serious to very funny. Just the one piece that's just very musical. These young Mexican kids just videoing themselves in the recording studio, but with the whole piece of music, that's they're just great musicians, you know. So it's a total range from them. It's just really, really wonderful. And then we also have work not only from Española Valley High. We have it from a couple of pieces that are very strong from Capitol. A couple pieces from Desert Academy that are very, very good.
They've got a great arts program there.
Yeah, Chris Zapp there is one of the video teachers. And he's really training people to be professionals in a way. That's like seems to me, when you see the quality of this work, it's quite exceptional. And then a piece from Monte del Sol.
And on the 26th, Saturday the 26th, we have a show, kind of a mini opening for that segment of that program of the kids' work. So we're hoping their families and the kids and their friends will come out and you know, see their work on in a featured kind of way.
Yeah, because for the run of the show, their work's going to be on a flat panel in one of the little screening rooms. But on the 26th, we're going to project it. We're going to take it off the flat panel and project it. And I was talking to one of the directors, Aida. I can't remember her last name, but she's one of the directors for the Boys and Girls Clubs. And they're going to be sending groups to come see the show next week and try to get a group to come for the kids' opening. Because one of the things we really want to do is to expose people who may not otherwise have the opportunity to see new video and new digital media work, to expose a broader population to that. And that's also one of the reasons why our shows have always been free. Because if people are a little hesitant about seeing new work, you put a price tag to come in the door.
They're not coming.
They're not coming.
Yeah.
You know? So our goal is really to allow people without having to, you know, spend the money they maybe don't have to come in and really experience new work.
To El Museo, and it's running through the 27th of June. It's free every day from 10 to 7. Now, one of the things that characterizes the time that we are in history right now artistically is that virtually everybody has access to a camera because it's on their phone. Most people have access to video in one way or another. Either it's on their phone or it's on some little relatively inexpensive. I mean, even 20, 30, forget about 40, 50 years ago, people's access to making serious media was limited by how much they could afford to pay for equipment and processing and all of that. That leads to a situation where there's a lot of not so good stuff, but also a lot of talent that you have to sift through.
Well, you see a lot of what you'll see at our show is not what you might see if you tune into a YouTube marathon where everybody with a video camera or an iPhone can send something into their website.
Although there's great stuff on YouTube too.
Indeed,
yeah,
there
but
is.
It's yeah. I'm not putting it down. All I'm saying is it's we were looking for a different style of work, so experimental work, almost more like if you were going to an art gallery, but this is more electronic or video or new media oriented. No, it's not like you can't find something great on YouTube, but we relied on local artists, known and unknown, and also people sending in work that are really cutting edge and trying to break boundaries and do something that I guess is, you might call it gallery worthy, I guess, was that how you put it?
Yeah, but one of the things that we strive for in our shows is we don't want the feeling of a gallery. We really, we almost think of some of the things we do as video circus in a way, where people feel like there's things going on here, there's things going on there, there's things across the room, so people can really come in and enjoy themselves. And it's not taking away from the quality of the work or the seriousness of the work or the lightheartedness of the work, but it's really an environment that people can really also enjoy themselves. At the same time, they can be challenged, They can enjoy themselves.
Well, and El Museo Cultural is the size of an airplane hangar.
Yeah, it's a big room, and it's quite a bit to deal with. This is the biggest thing. We've been putting on shows here as Parallel Studios. The first one we did was at CCA in 2002 in the warehouse before it was renovated, when we had to cover the whole roof with tarps because it was leaking so bad. And that show was a great success, but that was only 5,000 square feet. Now we're in 17,000, so it's a big challenge. But we've done many shows over the years.
So what's Parallel Studios about?
Well, Mariana and I actually founded Parallel Studios in 2002, actually to do this first show at CCA. And since then, we did two shows at Art Santa Fe when they were at the Sweeney Center. Upstairs, we had half of the upstairs. And then we were invited to do that, you know, to do that. And we've done, when Salon Margraff was open, we took over the whole gallery for a month and did video throughout, which was an interesting juxtaposition with that old building and then the new work.
Yeah, that was a wonderful place. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great place. And then last summer we did a show at Zane Bennett. So that's kind of the history of what we've been doing.
So, do either of you have a favorite piece or a couple of favorite pieces?
Not yet. I want to see how it all kind of comes together. I've been seeing pieces more of the, especially because the installations are not up and some of them are being put up for either the first or second time. Like Rob Campbell's told me, he said, can't wait to see it because it's.
Yeah.
He's not sure what
that's
it's
the gonna one you saw with a cast glass.
Ah, right. So yeah, I went over there a couple of days ago and it was just in process. And I guess it's with things like this, there's so many people and so much work. It's kind of like that until 15 minutes before the opening.
That's right.
Which is today, ladies and gentlemen, at 5 in the evening. It goes till 9 in the evening at El Museo Cultural.
Yeah, what I want to say is one of my favorite things. I don't really have any favorite pieces because I love a lot of them. Because part of the great pleasure of doing this is looking at all this work and just loving it, you know, and being very excited about showing it. But it's also, and this has a lot to do with the internet too, because of the connections that you make through the internet. Because the way we got submissions was by posting this on online sites where video artists know to go to look for our shows. Is you start meeting people from all over the world and Skyping with them and talking to them, and it's like the community just expands, you know, and that's actually almost my favorite part.
You know, that's another thing that I think is so important to talk about, because there's a lot that is said and written about the demise of neighborhoods and local communities and things like that, and yeah, that's true, but there are all these other communities that are springing up where people with similar interests can really share on a deep level across Skype and all of these types of cyber.
And what was surprising was that we find out that there are people out there making this sort of work, and maybe they don't have a place that's local to show it. So they're finding a guy like Frank going like, come on, we'll show it.
Yeah.
And across the world. Or remember that that Korean virtual gallery or virtual museum?
Yeah.
That was fascinating. We didn't hook up with them
officially,
but maybe we'll do that next year.
Yeah, there's actually was this place on, it was on Second Life, and it was called Ars Virtua. And you could go to, it was like a museum in Second Life, virtual museum, and you could go there, and there, in the outside, they had, outside virtually, they had this video exhibit going on of Korean artists, like the history of Korean video. And there was incredible stuff.
The history of Korea. Who even knew to think of the phrase, the history of Korean video?
Right, starting with like Nam June Paik.
Right.
And it was just incredible. So we actually made contact with some of the artists that were there. And
well,
great.
You can find it all at Currents 2010, starting today from 5 to 9 at El Museo Cultural, put together by Parallel Studios in Santa Fe. It's free. It's running every day through the 27th of June from 10 in the morning till 7 in the evening. Boy, you're going to be able to go. It's practically never closed.
Yeah, and let me just, one aspect of this that we haven't talked about is the performance aspect.
Yes.
Saturday night, there's going to be two performances. David Stout, who used to be and Corey Metcalf, who used to both be at the College of Santa Fe, are now in Denton, Texas. Well, David's at Denton, Texas, at the University of North Texas, I believe it's called. And they're coming into town. Not only do they have a projection that'll be on a three-channel projection that will run throughout the show. But on Saturday night at 6 and at 10, they're going to do a performance, a live performance, where they interact. They are each on a laptop. They're creating images in relationship to each other, and the images also generate sound. It's really quite fascinating. And the reason why it's at those weird times, 6 and 10, is because we're trying to sandwich the Bill T. Jones show. We're trying not, so people can either come before it or come after it if they're going to the Bill T. Jones show.
Excellent.
And then Victoria Garrison is doing a silent performance, a masked performance in relationship to Anne Farrell's video installation. And then also on...
That's on June 17th, 18th, and 19th.
And 19th. It's going to happen at random times, mostly in the evening probably. She'll just appear and start performing.
So today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. And then also Madeline Coit, who does a... Her video installation is about a shredding machine, where she has shred all the documents from her past life in this... Not his past, her present life, but in the from the past. And she's going to do a little narrative dialogue about the shredding, and she invites people, anybody who would like to shred anything about their life, to come. She will have shredding machines there, and you can shred.
Bring your diaries, ladies and gentlemen.
And that will be Friday and Saturday from 4:30 to 5:30.
Well, thank you both so much for being here, Frank Rugano and Paul Marcus. And if people want more information, they can go to...
Currents2010.com.
So Currents, and then the digits 2010, Currents2010.com.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.